Communications item number 815.
Request of Marvin Sands to address council regarding destruction of World Trade Center 7.
Good morning. Welcome.
I'm Marvin Sanis. I'm at 15.
Mr. Davis, excuse me. You're not called yet. Please go sit down.
I thought I could sit here.
No. Have a seat, please. Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I'm Marvin Sanis. I'm at 1515 Northeast Tomahawk Island Drive in Portland. I'm starting with a one-minute video that I'm going to ask you to watch carefully, please.
For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Did they actually use the word brought down, and who was it that was telling you this?
The fire department, and they did use the word, we're going to have to bring it down.
We heard this sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. It looked like there was a shockwave ripping through the building, and the windows all busted out. About a second later, the bottom floor caved out. The building followed after that, and we saw the building crash down all the way to the ground.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. Looked like it had been done by a demolition crew. The whole thing just collapsing down on itself.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let it run on mute. This was a painful moment for all of us almost 14 years ago. This building's roof line makes a symmetrical transition from complete support to the complete absence of support instantly. This is measured by physics professionals. The building's fall accelerates at the speed of free fall through the path of greatest resistance, 40,000 tons of structural steel. The 47th floor reached the street in 6.8 seconds. This steel frame structure was completely dismembered. 5.8% of this unique dust from the event is composed of microscopic iron spheres, droplets of molten iron that had to have been sprayed into the air to form. This required temperatures far, far higher than could be achieved by office fires. Office fires and thermal expansion of beams are what the Commerce Department tell us were the cause of this building's destruction. Office fires and thermal expansion are asymmetrical phenomenon. This is obviously a symmetrical event. There are witnesses and measurements of molten steel in the rubble pile that continued to burn into December. This building was reported collapsed or collapsing, quotes, by CNN an hour before it collapsed, and reported collapsed, I'm quoting, by BBC.
Mr. Sands, you've used your time. We appreciate you bringing this to our attention, and thank you for coming today. Thank you very much.
Let me just finish with
one sentence, please, because we've used your time.
Less than one in seven Americans has seen this building collapse. We are beginning our 15th year of war. We lose 8,000 soldiers to suicide every year. Every year we lose 8,000 soldiers to suicide. We need to have a dialogue about our behavior. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, next.